USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to address the nation this week in prime time with November's midterm elections looming. The White House saying the president will speak in Philadelphia Thursday on what they're calling the continued battle for the soul of the nation. The president is ramping up his travel schedule after taking the majority of August off. NASA scrubbed its planned launch for the Artemis 1 spacecraft Monday. Artemis mission manager Mike Safran explaining how soon they're expecting another launch attempt.
The team is setting up for a 96-hour recycle. So they're still holding in the launch countdown configuration, and we're preserving the option for Friday. They're replenishing the commodities out at the Launch Complex 39B.
This will be the first time the United States has attempted to launch humans to the moon since the Apollo program ended 50 years ago. This is USA Radio News.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. LISTENLIVELY.com.
A Republican senator says he supports FBI whistleblowers.
Republican Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin has confidence in the FBI whistleblowers who've reportedly stepped forward to GOP investigators amid claims that the agency committed a host of violations in the Hunter Biden laptop case. The senator claims the files taken by the FBI may have contained incriminating evidence against the FBI.
To me, that's what this has always been about, a dispute over national records, presidential records, and the classification and who has the authority to do so. So what I'm concerned about is that some of those documents might have been those responsive documents, might have had embarrassing, possibly incriminating information against the FBI. Now we're not going to ever see those again either.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden back at the White House Monday after spending the majority of August on vacation. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
It turns out some of the documents taken in the Mar-a-Lago raid may contain attorney-client privileged information. That's word from the Justice Department lawyers after the screening of material removed from former President Trump's home earlier this month. This as the former president is hoping a special master will be able to review the seized documents. As far as if that's a moot point nowadays, former Assistant U.S. Attorney Andy McCarthy tells Fox News,
you know, they really should have moved for this. I would say they, you know, this search took 9 hours. They should have been in court screaming for this while the search was going on, but I think no later than the next day. So by waiting 2 weeks, obviously they've hurt their litigating position.
Some Afghan applicants to the special immigrant visa program have criticized it for being too slow or complicated. National Security Council Director for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, says a review by the State Department recently eliminated several pages in an attempt to further streamline the process.
The State Department is continuing to look for ways to make the process better. They're continuing to actively process applications every single day.
R. Kelly's child pornography trial is now in its third week in Chicago. The first few weeks involved testimony from two women who told the jury that the music star had sex with underage girls and videotaped it. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.